On Daf Pei Omer Aleph, and we did the Mishnah in the previous Shia. Now we're up to the Gemara. In the Mishnah we said that if there was a Taroves of Dam, of Balei Mumim, and other Kosos that have an Dam of Tmimim, and obviously we don't know which of the Kosos have the Balei Mumim Dam, which has the Tmimim Dam, Rabbi Eliezer says that if there was already a Zrika, the Kohen went ahead and he did the Zrika from one of the Kosos, then you're allowed to be Zorek the rest of them, and you can assume that the one that was already poured, that's the Balei Mumim. Chachamim disagree, and even if all the Kosos, except for one last Kos, was poured on the Mizbeach, then that last cost should not be subject to Zrika. And now one of the Amoraim, Rabbi Lazar, is going to try to explain in what scenario was Rabbi Eliezer the Tana Machshir and what restrictions have to apply. Omar Rabbi Lazar, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer, if the Kohen went ahead and he was Zorek, one of the Kosos, not realizing that it's a Suffolk, whether it might be a Balmum, is then, when does Rabbi Eliezer say it's Kosher? After the Zrika was done already on one of the Kosos? That's only Ela Shnayim Shnayim. He only permitted the Kohen now to go ahead and do Zrika on a minimum of Shtei Kosos. And why is that so? Because in that scenario, by doing Zrika on two Kosos, which we're absolutely certain that one of the two Kosos is Kshera. And the reason for that is because in this Taroves, there was one Kos of Dam Balei Mumim, and now that he's being Zorek two Kosos simultaneously, one of them by definition would have to be a Kos of a Kshera. And we're going to apply now another rule of Tliya. So we have the original Tliya, which means that one of the Kosos was already poured onto the Mizbeach. And the second condition of Tliya is that he's being Zorik now two Kosos, which means by definition one of the two is Kshera. And therefore we're going to say that since that one's Kshera, the other one is also Kshera. Aval Echad Echad, if he would be Zorik one at a time, lo, that's also according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, he should be Zorik both of them together, according to this interpretation, Rabbi Eliezer's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer. And he knows that one of the Zrikos is the Dam of the Tmimim. And he doesn't have to worry about the fact that he may be violating the Yisur of Zrikas Balei Mumim, because we're going to say that since one of these Tokosos is definitely one of the Tmimim, the second Kos is also one of the Tmimim, and that's going to further bolster our assumption, our Tliya, that the Kos that was originally poured on the Mizbeach was the Kos of the Dam of Balei Mumim. That's how Rashi says it here. There's another Rashi in Ksav Yad. He adds that the Heter being Zorek is because of what's called Nesina Ra'uyali Karev. And that's already a whole Torah unto itself. In the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, he says the Gemara is referring to something else. That when it says Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer El of Shnayim Shnayim, it means that he was no saint B'tchila, the first round was B'shogeg two Kosos. And Rabbi Eliezer says that the Suffolk is between these two Kosos that were brought on the Mizbeach, which one is the one that has the Balmum? But the other Kosos certainly are Tmimim, and therefore he can be Makriv even one Kos. Now Rav Dimi asks Akasha on Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer. Masiv Rav Dimi, we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah here that says Chachomim Omrim Afilu Karvu Kulam Chutz Me'echad Mehem Yishofek La'ama. Even if they were Zorek, the Kohen went ahead without asking any permission, and he went ahead and he was Zorek on the Mizbeach, all the Kosos except for one. Nevertheless, the last Kos has to be poured out to the Amma, that's that tunnel, you know, under the Zorah that takes all the stuff out to the Nachal Kidron, all the Psulim. And now it's difficult, because The implication here is that Rabbi Elazar would certainly allow this, even though there's only one kos. And that's a contradiction to Rabbi Elazar, who said that Rabbi Eliezer was only mater if there are two kosos. So Rav Yaakov now comes along and tries to defend the sheet of Rabbi Elazar from the kasha of Rav Dimi. Amale Rav Yaakov le Rav Yirmiya bar Tachlifa. Azbrolacha, let me explain to you the Mishnah, that it shouldn't be difficult based on the interpretation of Rabbi Elazar. My Echad, what does it mean that the Chachamim say that there was one left and we thought it meant one kus? Zug Echad. The Chacham said, I feel karvu kulam chutz mi Echad. Echad means a zug, meaning one pair. So the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Eliezer and saying that even if they were makriv all the kosos except for one pair, nevertheless they should not be makriv that one last pair, lest it has within it, one of the two, is dam of bali mumin. On this case, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says it's mutter, because you have two kosos, and one kos certainly will be a kos of dam tamimim. The Gemara now tries to justify why does the Mishnah repeat the machlokas between Chacham Rabbi Elazar, both as we saw back on Ayin Zayin in the case of Evrei Tmimim, and here also in our Mishnah here on Ayin Tes of Dam Tmimim. So again, back on Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah records a machlokas regarding a case of a tarovas of limbs. So there were Evrei Bali Mumim that got mixed up with Evrei Tmimim. And there's a machlokas between Chachom and Rabbi Eliezer. Now we have our Mishnah, Dam Tmimim, Utsricha, we need both. Di'it mar baha, if we only had the Mishnah that recorded the machlokas in the case of a tarovas of Evarim, we would have said that that's different than kosos of Dam. Why? Bahakom, Rabbi Eliezer, here in the case of a tarovas of Evarim, Rabbi Eliezer is willing to be mekil. And the reason for that is the Hakarva. The Hakam Rabbi Lezim Yishum Dis Avid Beikar Paraso. That when we got to the stage of the Evarim and Akhtar Sevarim, we're already past the Zrika Saddam. And the Iker Kapara is in the Zrika. So already at the point of Zrika, when we had a clarity of the fact that this Dam that we're being Zorek is Dam of Tmimim. At that point, the carbon is kosher. Now there's an additional mitzvah of being makter the evarim al gabi mizbeach, hekter evarim v'chalovim. And here, Rabbi Eliezer is saying we could be more lenient. In other words, the avoda, that the haktar that we're involved in now, in terms of evarim, is a secondary avoda, and there's room for more kula. It's not such a profound avoda, aval baha, but in the case where there was the tarovas of damim, and the suffix is on the ikar kaporas hakarman and dam, emo, we might have thought, modi lahu lirabbanon. Here Rabbi Eliezer would certainly be modi rabbanon, that the dam that represents the ikar hakarman and the kaporas hakarman, we cannot jeopardize the possibility of putting that dam on the Mizbeach, and it's really a dam of Bali Mumin. In other words, the Mizbeach finds a dam of Bali Mumin totally repulsive. We have to save the Mizbeach exclusively for a dam of Ksherim, for the purpose of Kapara. But in the flip case, Itmar Baha, if the Mishnah would have only told us the Machlokas with regard to Kosos, with regard to dam, the Tarovas of Dam, we would not know what would be the din in the case of Evarim, and we would have thought the following. Baha ka'amri Rabbanon. Here's where the Rabbanon hold that in a suffix of kosos of dam, it's also to be zorik the dam of the shara kosos that are left, because the dam is ikra kapara, and we cannot put dam, or even risk pouring dam of Bali Mumim onto the Mizbeach of Al-Bahav. In the case of Evarim, where it's not the Ikar Kapora, I would think that the Chachamim Amodu L'Rav Elazar, and we can assume that there was a Haktara on the Evarim of the Bali Mum, and the rest, the balance, is a Evrei Tmimim, which is permissible. Tzricha, therefore we need both. So we need to repeat the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Chacham twice. In the case of Domim, the Chiddush here, let's start the other way around. In the case of Evarim, the Chiddush is that Chachamim, the Chiddush is in Rabbi Eliezer, that in the case of a varm Rabbi Eliezer was matir and machshir because of the lesser significance of akhtar say varm after the dam and the kapar was clinched. But in the case of dam mixed with dam, there Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the chachamim that enochinami, everything is possible. You can't risk zrikas adam of mumim, of bali mumim onto the mizbeach. And if, on the other hand, we only had the mission of Dam, and that machlokas, we would have thought that maybe the Chachamim would be moda in the case of Akhtaras Imurim, of the Evarim, because that mixture is already after Zrika Saddam. Now, at this point, the Gemara brings the Mishnah with regard to the Taroves of Mechatas. And the cases in the ninth parak of Masechta Para, where you have a tzlochis of mechatos, which means you have a jug, a receptacle that's holding on to mechatos, that's ready to purify a tomei mes, and shenaflu l'socha mayim koldu, and a small amount of water. We call it Mayim Shel Nefila, meaning tap water that wasn't sanctified as Mechatos, fell into this Tzlochis of Mechatos. So now we're up to Hazah to be Metayer a Tomei Mes by doing Hazah and being Metayer. So what do? Are we allowed to assume that the Hazah will be of Mechatos? Rabbi Lezer Omer Yazet. You're allowed to do the Hazah with this mixture of Mayim and Mechatos. And the condition is that he do shtei hazos. Somehow shtei hazos will guarantee that the sufficient volume of mechatos will be poured, will be sprinkled onto the tomei. V'chacham poslim, the chachamim completely rule out and disqualify the hazos, the mechatos, from this sluchis. So this is the Mishnah about a tipas mayim, which is Nefilo, which is tap water that fell into Mechatos and its Luchis. And the Gemara is now going to analyze the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer from the perspective of something that's called Yesh Bila or Ein Bila. So just by way of introduction, so Mina Torah, according to the Doraisa law, a small amount of Mayim that would fall into its Luchis full of Mechatos, the Mayim would be Batul Barov Mechatos. However, the Rabbanu were Machmir, and they said that Mechatos needs to be a Vada. We have to be absolutely sure that in this Hazah, the Mechatos will make contact with the Tomei. And now we have two possibilities. When you have a mixture of Mayim and Mayim, what happens? Is there what's called Yesh Bila, which means that there's an absolute intermingling, or shall we say, an integration of the Mayim with the Mayim, so that every drop of Mayim henceforth has representation of both Mechatos in this case and tap water? Or do we say no, Ein Bila? And Ein Bila means that every drop of water belongs to one of two categories. It's either Mechatos or it's Mayim Shenoflu. It can't be both because Ein Bila means they remain separate independent entities. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what, to solve the problem here of the suffix of Mayim Shenoflu, we're going to require two Hazos. So Gemara says, Bishleim Rabbanon Savri, I understand the Sheet of the Rabbanon. Based on Yesh Bila, which means that all the water in the Tzluchis became Pasal Hazah. And what's the reason for this? Yesh Bila. In other words, when you have a mixture of two liquids, we assume that it's all one, and any drop that you isolate is a tarovis of both. And therefore, even in the case where a small amount of, minimum amount of water fell in to this tzluchis of Mechatos, then henceforth every single drop will have Mayim Shenoflu in it. So even though Yesh Bila, according to Chacham, still the Zrika is going to be Psula. Ah, you'll ask me, every single drop has a representation of Mechatas in it. That's what Yesh Bila means. The answer is Hazot Tzricha Shir. There's a minimum amount of Mayim of Mechatas that has to be in this concoction in order for it to be effective. And it's not just, you know, a Mashahu, it's a Shir. And this issue about whether or not Hazah requires a shear is relevant to the shear of the tipa that has to reach the Gufa Adam Anitar. Now please note that as far as the Tzluchus is concerned, meaning the receptacle from which we take the Mayim, the Mechatos for Hazah, that was never an issue. That certainly needs a shear. And the Mishnah in the 12th parak of Parah establishes that the shear, the tzluchis, is Kadesh Yatbil Roshe Giv'olim V'yazeh. The question here is, what's the shear? Is there a shear, B'chlal, of Hazal Gufa Adam? In other words, is there a tipa, a certain amount of water that has to be placed on the Gufa Adam? And if there is a shear, we don't know exactly what that shear is. I can't find any source for that shear. But the Rabbanan hold, there is such a shear. It's not just a mashu. You need X amount of tipos for the hazad to be meaningful. And since you have a mixture, then there's no guarantee that the hazad will have a shear in it. Now, you might ask, well, do a number of hazos from this tarovis, and for sure, at some point, bingo, you'll have enough for that shear to set up the hazos and hazos. But the answer is, the ein mitztarfim lazos. The shear of hazos defines the maiso hazos. And each individual hazos has to have that shear. Therefore, you cannot integrate the shear and collect it together from many different hazos. So if that be the case, we understand why the Chacham Apostlem here, when there was this mixture of even a small amount of Mayim, meaning Mayim Shenoflu, which is not Kedoshim, into the Tzluchas of Mechatos, because any time you do Azah, and you don't know if you have a Shear or not, so the Suffolk is whether or not that Azah would be Matayr. And even if you want to do many azos and start counting up, you know, integrating the amount of mechatos that's hitting the body of the mitayer, but the halach is ein mitztarfin lazos. How do we know that the rabbanon for sure hold yesh bila? If we go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, the cases where there's a mixture of ol and chatos, which means of a carbon that requires Nesinas Dam Lamata with a carbon that requires Nesinas Dam Lamala, the Chachamim say that Imlo Nimlach V'Nosan Kosher, if the Kohen didn't bother to ask for guidance, and he already did a Nesina Lamala, then the Chachamim agree that it's Kosher. And of course the obvious question is, in such a case, B'dievet, how could you say it's kosher? What vados do you have? How do you know definitely that there was dam lamala and dam lamata, unless you assume that yesh bila? And therefore every tipas dam has a mixture of both, let's say, ol and chatas in this case. Now, when it says in the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, the last line on the daf, it says, "Im lo nimlach v'nosan kosher," I would assume it means "nosan oso lamala." Yeah, Rashi says "beferish ha'elyon." We're talking about the dam of the chatos, and now. Now, if you know, if you're asking, how do we know that in that dam that he was zorek lamala, there was dam chatos, and therefore it was yotze the mitzvah of lamala b'dam chatos b'karm chatos, you have to assume yesh bila. So where did the Rabbanan have a problem here in the case of the mayim shenoflu litzluchis of mechatos? That's because they hold not only yesh bila, but also hazot tzricha shir. Because if there was no hazot tzricha shir, then once you have yesh bila, everything would be fine. But once you need a shir, then in any particular hazot, you have no way of knowing that hazot was from the mechatos. Maybe that hazot was from the mayim shenoflu. So therefore, the tzluchas becomes psul hazot. And even if you'll argue, well, why not do two hazot, and then guarantee yourself that for sure you'll have the shiur of hazot from the mechatos, the answer is you can't be mitzarif different hazot. So each hazot has to have a shiur. Well, so now we get to the kash. So what's the kash? Elo Rabbi Eliezer, who says that in this case you can do two hazos. One hazo itself would not be enough. Maika sovar, ika sovar ein bila. And therefore there's no vados and any particular tipa that it has mechatos in it. Is then ki maze shte hazos mayhavi. What does he gain by doing two azos? Dilma chavayu maya kamazi. Maybe in the two azos he had only mayim shenoflu. How do you guarantee that there was mayim of mechatos even in the total sum of these two azos? Ela dekasav yesh bila. But if on the other hand you're going to take the position that according to Rabbi Eliezer yesh bila, and that's why he has a vadai that any hazon with any tipa has a representation of mechatas in it, but still we have to clarify another issue. Ika sover ein hazot tzricha shiur, then lomali shte hazos. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer is not going to be mashu with one hazot, even though if you hold yesh bila, there's definitely going to be a representation of the mechatas. So that's if you hold ein hazot tzricha shiur. And there's no way of justifying l'chora why Rabbi Eliezer required shtei hazos. One hazot would certainly have a tarovis of mechatos in it. Ela kasar hazot tzricha shiur. Let's assume that you need a shiur for hazot, and in order to get the shiur for hazot and guarantee that he has to have two hazos, and the sum total of these two hazos would certainly qualify with enough mechatos that it could be kosher. But ika sover ein mitztar for hazos. You're going to be in deep trouble if Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Chachamim about the issue of tziruf hazos, because if ein mitzarf and hazos is kimazesh te hazos may have it. You're trying to guarantee that if hazot tzricha shir, he has a shir by doing two hazos. How do you guarantee the head in two hazos? Each hazos individually requires a shir. The inami mitzarf and hazos. And even if I'll grant you that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could be mitzarif and get to the shir itself by adding and integrating two azos, each one has a certain minimum amount of mechatos, is miyemar demolele shiura. How do you know for sure that even with two azos together, and you could be mitzarif them at this point, there is a shir azah? It's possible that most of the two azos are from mayim shenoflu. And the mechatos, which was mixed into them, doesn't have enough of a shir of hazot. So why would Rabbi Eliezer be machshir with two hazos? Either he should have been machshir with one single hazot, and that's if you hold ein hazot tzricha shir, and at this point we're holding yesh bila, or he should have possibly even two hazos if ein mitzarfel hazos, or even if there is a tziruf hazos, but you still don't know in two hazos for sure. You can't guarantee yourself that it'll have the shear of mechatos. So just to summarize why the Gemara got to this dead end in understanding Rabbi Eliezer, if you combine yesh bila with ein hazot tzricha shiur, then there's no need for two hazos. And if you're going to talk about hazot tzricha shiur, if you're going to say ein mitzarf lazos, then two hazos not going to help you at all. And even if you maintain that there is a tziruf hazos, you still can't guarantee yourself that he'll be mamali the shiur. So here would be helpful to try to come up with some mechanism that would, on the one hand, allow for us understanding that the ball game is not over, that you could be machshir the zrikas here, the hazos, I should say, but at the same time we need two hazos. So the Gemara now presents three different options. Omer Eish Lakish, this is option number one, li olam yesh bila. However, if you're going to say ein hazot tzricha shiur, then you don't need two hazos, but rather hazot tzricha shiur. And you're going to be mitzarif the shiur from two hazos. That's why Rabbi Eliezer requires two hazos. But you ask the kasha, how does the two hazos help you to guarantee that you'll certainly have the shiur? Even in two hazos, there's no certainty that there is a shiur of hazov mechatos. The answer is, hochamaya skina kagon shenis orev achas bi achas. The Mishnah is talking about a scenario in which he had the shiur hazah of mayim poslim, meaning mayim shenoflu, and he had at the same time in this mixture a shiur hazah of one chatos, of mechatos. Now, if he's mazah shtei hazos, then bevadai, for sure, he's going to get the shiur of one of the two hazos of mechatos, because again, we're holding now yesh bila. So the shear of mayim psulim is only the shear of one azah. He went ahead and he did two azah, so that's going to certainly have enough of a shear for the mechatos. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer says that he should be mazah on the tomei shtei azos. In other words, all the water that he has now in this sluchis, we can mitzarif two azos together to get up a shear azah. And he has no question when he does two azos that there's going to be a shear of mechatos that's going to be mitayar the tmei mes because of the sheet of hazos mitztarfin. So let's just write a little bit of a chart here of the various options in understanding the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. The first option now, which is on the table, so to speak, is Reish Lakish, and we're holding. Point number one is that yesh bila. Point number two is that hazah tzricha shiur. And point number three is that we're going to have a case where, or this is the case where you have a shiur hazah of both mayim poslim and mayim ksherim mechatos. And therefore, when he goes ahead and he does the hazot twice, then one of them is going to certainly contain the shear of mechatos. Now, again, we're assuming in the context of yesh bila that there's a certain kind of evenness here, such that since the exact same volume of water that fell in equals the volume of water of mechatos, then in every single tipa you have the perfect equation of mayim psulim and mayim mechatos tahorim. So therefore, if you take half and your zore and you do the hazah with half, you certainly guarantee that you have a shear of hazah. So let's say you would argue, would be afraid that in the first hazah you had half the mayim with mayim psulim, but nevertheless you know for sure that in the second hazah there's not more than half the mayim psulim, because there's no surplus or a greater volume of mayim psulim in this tzuch that fell into the tzuchus than the host mayim, meaning the mayim mechatos that's in the tzuchus to begin with. So now we could be mitzayif the half of the mechatos of the first hazah with the half of the mechatos of the second hazah, and you could be mazem be mitayir the mess. So that's as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, and we're holding now yesh bila. Now we move on to Rava. Rava says, Liolam Yesh Bila. So in that sense, Rava, like Reish Lakish, holds that Yesh Bila. That's number one. Okay. Now if we go on and we say, Hazah Eina Tzricha Shiur, which is against Reish Lakish. Okay. We're writing this down on the big board here. So therefore, when he does one hazah from this taroves, that should be enough to be metire him. Why? Because if hazah and etzricha shir, then any drop already has some representation, a koldu, if you will, of mechatas. And therefore, that's enough to be metire the mess. However, why do we require two hazos? Uknasa de kansu rabbanon ki hechi de lo mishtaris le milsa. So we have now a knas de rabbanon to require two hazos. And what's the gain? What do we benefit from this this requirement of two hazos? What knas is involved over here? And the answer is, and this is based on the sugya, largely on the sugya Yuma Daf Yudalid, that kedesh lo yarviach me'at tarovis. We don't want to have any situation which he's tempted to add water into the mixture of mechatas, so that he can beef up the amount of mechatas as he had. That was a great pressing need. They wanted certainly to get access to mechatas and in volumes. So by diluting the mechatas with water, they would have a tremendous benefit, a tremendous gain, having a larger volume of mechatas for the purpose of azah. So in order to avoid such a situation where we might deliberately start mixing water into mechatas, we said, look, if there will be such a mix, you're going to have to do two azos. And that leads us to the third alternative in Rabbi Eliezer, which is Rav Ashi, who's going to open up the possibility of Ein Bila. So let's go through Rav Ashi and see what his premises are. According to Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer's Hazah Eina Tzricha Shir, like Rava. So in that sense, we have an overlap between Rav Ashi and Rava, that Hazah Eina Tzricha Shir. Okay. Number two, we're saying, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan. Let's interpret the Mishnah as referring to a case, a Nidon, where the Tzluchis Shenaflu Tocho Mayim Psulim is Kol Shehu. Only a Kol Shehu fell in. A Kol Shehu of Mayim Shenaflu. Now, we have here the following. It says here, Mayim Kol Shehu Tanan, that Tzluchis Shenoflu L'Tocho Mayim means Mayim Kol Dehu. Had it been that a larger amount of Mayim would have fallen in to the Tzluchis, more than a Kol Dehu, then two Azos would not be sufficient. And the reason for that is Ein Bila. And if Ein Bila, even if we do two Hazos, we'll never be able to clarify for sure that there was Mechatas that was sprinkled onto the Tomei. However, that's only if he does one Hazos. Let's say he does two Hazos. Yaze Shtei Hazos. And again, we're now holding that Hazos Eina Tzricha Shir. So if he does two Hazos, then even though Ein Bila, but nevertheless, you could be sure that one of the two Azos had a culture of Mechatas. So since Bazal Koldu, and since he's doing two Azos, it's impossible that he doesn't get the Koldu of Mechatas that he needs. In other words, by doing two Azos, he guarantees himself with all certainty that there's a culture who of Mechatas here, because the amount of Mayim Psulim that fell in was minimal. As we said before, the naflu, the nefila of mayim into the tzluchis was only a kolshu, mayim kolshu tanan. So therefore he has no doubt that even if he doesn't get past that kolshu in the first zrika, so the first zrika maybe he was stuck with mayim psulin, but nevertheless by the time he does the second zrika he can be absolutely certain that he has at least a mashu of mechatos in that second hazah. Again, we don't know which of the two hazahs is going to have the mechatos in it, but we know that since hazah is daiva kolshu, it's sufficient to have a kolshu, and that's called ein tzricha shir, then each one of these two hazahs cannot be smaller than a shir of a koldu, and therefore with two hazahs, for sure, he had some mechatos, and therefore the hazah is kshir, and the tomei is tar. So again, let's go over the premises of Rav Ashi. Number one, Rav Ashi agrees that Rav is right, Hazah ein tzricha shir. Number two, Rav Ashi is assuming that the amount of Mayim Shenaflu here is a minimum amount. And number three, we're holding, according to Rabbi Eliezer, ein bila. Notice that ein bila is Rav Ashi's unique approach against both Reish Lakish and Rav. So now the Gemara is going to raise objections against the Shita of Reish Lakish, the interpretation of Reish Lakish. We start with a Tosefta in Masechta Parperek Tes. Mayim Psulim Shenoflu Litzluchel Shel Mechatos. Is the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, Kol Mayim Shebitzluchis Psulim Lazah. Rebbe argues with the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, the unnamed Tanakhama. Omer, Ledimi Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds in the Mishnah that Mechatos, when it gets mixed up with Mayim Psulim, is he does two Hazos and he's going to mitayer him, is Hazos Kolshu Mitayeres. So far, so good. Kolshu Mitayeres only works out. I'm sorry, according to Rav Ashi, I was looking at the bottom of the board here, but according to Reish Lakish and according to Rava, that's a problem, because it means that Hazah ain't Sarach Shiur. That certainly reflects the unique Shita of Rav Ashi and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Hazah Mechza Kosher Mechza Posel. That if there's no mechatos ksherim for hazah, just machtis is kosher and machtis is posel. So we're not going to say that the hazah is mitaheres. No, in Rebbe's understanding, interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need that the hazah be made up 100% of mayim hamitarim, meaning mechatos ksherim, as long as you have in a mixture. In this hazah, you have part of it is made up of mayim psul and part is made up of mayim ksherim. Then the hazah is hazah ksherim. So there's no new psul of mayim mayim in aberes, as we call it, meaning regular water mayim shenoflu. But we have to guarantee that there's mechatas here, mechatas ksherim, and we can guarantee that because Hazah ein tzricha shir. So we don't need a minimum amount. Now, we should probably add the following. That not only this brisa is difficult on Reish Lakish, because the brisa assumes that yesh bila, but moreover, in other words, let's start backwards a little bit. Reish Lakish understood that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah tzricha shir. This brisa says explicitly in the name of Rebbe that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah ain't a tzricha shir. Now let's understand why Rebbe insists that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah ain't a tzricha shir. If you would need a shir, then even if you were to hold yesh bila, and hazos hamitztarfos, then you would never really understand and justify why Shtei Hazos Rabbi Eliezer's Machshir. There's still no Vados that he has the Shir of Mayim Ksherim in the Shtei Hazos. Therefore, Rebbe insists that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah Eina Tzricha Shir. And if you happen to recall, we had three premises that Reish Lakish was operating with in Rabbi Eliezer, and one was that you need the Shir. Hazah Tzricha Shir. So that's kasha number one. Now we'll turn to Daf Pei Amud Beis for the second kasha. Now this second kasha is an attack on Rav Ashi from a Braisa, which is going to prove that Ein Bila. I'm sorry, that's going to disprove the Shita Rav Ashi of Ein Bila. The Sanya Hanisonim Lamala. Let's say you have Chatas Behema, where the dam has to be above the Chutas Sikrishnis Aravu Bini Tonim Lamata, got mixed up, let's say, with the carbon Olas Behema, which requires Eina Sina below the Chutas Sikra. Is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitain Lamala Vatachtonim Olulo. Let him put from this mixture first dam Lamala. And therefore, he's complying with the requirements of the Chatos. Vatachtonim Ololo. And this Nesina will be valid additionally for the Ola that requires Dam Lamata. That's how the Gemara understands it now. And what it means is that he takes part of the Dam, the, shall we say, vestige or leftover Dam, after he's done the Nesina, the Zrika Lamala, and then with the Dam Lamata, he pours them on the Shirayim, which is onto the Yisod, and that's below the Chutas Sikra. So Gemara says, wait a minute. E Amrit, if you're going to hold like Rav Ashi, and this was the third premise that we wrote down in Rav Ashi, Ein Bila is Amai Olo. Dilma Kayoev Elyonim Lamata V'tachtonim Lamala. Why would this be effective? And how could it be effective? Ein Bila. So maybe the dam of the Chatos went Lamato, maybe the dam of the Ola went Lamala. How could you be Machshir these Chatos? And in the Brice that we're quoting here, Rabbi Eliezer is being Machshir both the Chatos and the Ola, the Dama Elyon as well as the Dama Tachton. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer is holding Yesh Bila. And that's why when he puts the Dam Lamala Lamata, he gains both the Karbonus of the Ola and the Chatos, because he has in every single Tipas Dam, he has both a representative of the Chatos and the Ola at the same time. So this is a question on Rav Ashi, who interpreted Rabbi Eliezer as holding Ein Bila. And the Gemara answers, yes. In truth, you can interpret Rabbi Eliezer that he holds Ein Bila like Rav Ashi. Yochamayis Kinon. The Brice is addressing the following scenario. Kigon. De'ika Ruba Elyonim. Most of the Dam in this mixture, in this Tarovis, belongs to the Chatos. V'kayoiv Lamala Shir Tachtonim. And now he's pouring the Dam above the Chutas Sikra. Kishir Hatachtonim. Biot. And he adds a little bit more. So when the Kohen pours the Dam Lamala, Kishir shall call Hatachtonim Shabbaturim Smat Yoser, then in this case, for sure, the Zrika Lamala will have within it a Mashu at least of Dam Elyonim. Because even if we'll say that all the Dam of the Tachtonim was thrown on the upper half of the Mizbeach, but that Zrika has more than a shear of the Dama Tachtonim, so it certainly would have within it a Mashu of the Elyonim. So the Gemara asks right away, Tachtonim, Ololokotoni, it says that he was Yotzi both the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. And if you're going to tell me that Koyoiv Lamala, that the Kohen is being Zorik the Dam Lamala, and that the volume of all the dam of the Tachtonim in this Chabura, in this Taroves, is then the Zrika could certainly not be meaningful for the Tachtonim. It could be meaningful for the Elyonim, because he has within this the shear of the Tachtonim, but he didn't put any dam on the Mizbeach below the Chut HaSikra. So what does it mean, Tachtonim Ololo? That's what it says here in the Braisa, that he was Yotze even for the Olo, which has Dam Tachton. Maybe it's possible that what he gave, what he sprinkled Lamala, he did so with all the Dam of the Olo, which is in this Tarovis. The Gemara answers L'shem Shirayim. There's a little bit of a twist here, of a curveball. The Gemara is going to say the following: that when the Braisa says le'olsolo, what was the language of the Braisa? Tachtonim olulo. That means not what you think it means. Not that the Zrikas Adam was mechaper for the Ola, as if to say that he doesn't have to bring a second Ola to replace it. That's not what we're talking about. L'shem Shiraya means that the Zrika below is meaningful L'shem Shficha Shirayim of Chatos. Not that he's being Yotze the Mitzvah of Ola with Lamata, he's being Yotze the Mitzvah of Chatos Lamala. And there's a Kiyum of Shfichas Shirayim Shari Adam Ala Yisod, and that's going to be fulfilled. So basically, that which he's Zorek, or Shofech, I guess you'd say, on the Yisod, that's not L'shem Zrikas Dam Ola, but rather L'shem Kiyum Chatos of Shvichas Shiori Chatos. Now, let's point out that the Lashon of the Braisa, this Arvu El Yonim B'Tachtonim, would seem to imply that the majority is the bottom one, the Tachtonim, and this Arvu means Ma'at Me'El Yonim B'Rova Tachtonim. In the Maskona, the Gemara is going to assume that the Braisa is talking about a case where the Rov is Elyonim. In any event, Rashi says clearly here the Gemara's kash is only on the Chatos, that if Ein Bila, how would he be Yotzi the Chatos? The Gemara never asked the question about the Ola, which is Ololo, because at this point the Gemara understands that the Braisa is talking about a case where the Rov is Rov Ha'ola, like we said before, Nisarv El Yonim B'Tachtonim means the Tachtonim of the Ola is the majority. So the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav Ashi from this Braisa, and why did the Gemara have to answer that the Rov is Dam El Yonim, even if it was Mechtzal Mechtza, if the Kohen would give Lamala a Shir of Chatzi and then a little bit more, the Zrika Lamala would certainly be Ksheira, because we're holding now Hazah Eina Tzricha Shiur. So that's a kasha here that's raised by the Sheet of Gubetzes, Ein Shom. Now when the Braisa says Olulo, even though the Chatas is Kshera, even without Shvicha Shirayim, because we had a sugya earlier on Daf Nun Beis that Shirayim Eina Ma'akvim, but Olulo means L'shem Kiyum Mitzvah Shvicha Shiore Dam Chatas. Not as far as the Ikaritzi Karbon, which is clinched, but the Kapar should be a complete Kapar Klapi Shmaya. In other words, he has to do tshuva, so now, does he have to do tshuva even for the element that's lacking in his Kapar because there was no Shiori Dam Al Yisod? And the answer is now, he's going to do the Shvichas Dam Al Yisod, and that's going to complete his Kapara with the added element of Shiori Adam Ali Yisod, and that's going to give him a complete kapara, so she doesn't have to worry about doing tshuva. Toshma, the Gemara has another kasha on Ravashi from an additional braisa, and here we're talking about dam al yonim shenisari v'dam atachtonim, and a makoin nosan lemata velo nimlach. He went ahead and he poured the dam from this tarovis lemata below the chut hasikra without asking anyone's advice. So what does he do with this Dam Tarovis? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yachzor V'yitein Lemala V'tachtonim Olulo. In other words, the first Nesina that he did, which was Lamata, that's Olulo for the Chatos. and now he needs a second Zrika Lamala for the sake of the Chatas. Now this is difficult in Rav Ashi, because if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, say how could he be machshin the rice of the Chatas in the Ola? Maybe when he was Zorik Lamali, he was Zorik the Dam of the Ola. When he was Zorik Lamata, instead of Ola, he was Zorik the Dam of the Chatas. So the Gemara answers, Hochanami Beruva El Yonim. We're going to give the other answer that we gave before, that the Rove in this Taroves is Dam in El Yonim, is the Dam of the Chatas. The Kayoiv Lamala Shir Tachtonim Viot. And he's going to do a Zrika Lamala with his Dam of this Taroves, a very sizable, shall we say, volume of Dam, which has in it Dam Tachtonim and Dam Elyonim. But again, most of the Dam is Dam Elyonim, Berub Elyonim. And therefore, for sure, when he does this Lamala, at least a Mashu of Dam Elyonim is going to hit the Kira Mizbeach Lamala above the Chut HaSikra, even if I hold Ein Bila, and that's going to be Mashir, the Dam of the Elyon. So Fekta Gemara, again the same Kashavah, Tachtonim, Ololok, Tony, the Brisa says that he's Yotzi, even the Tachtonim, the Karban Ola, and now if you're holding Ein Bila, maybe all the Dam of the Ola was poured on the Mizbeach Lamala. Is the answer is L'shem Shirayim, that we don't mean that he's going to be Yotze the Dama Ola. I'll have to replace this Ola with another one. But what we meant was that the Zrika Lamata is going to be Ololo for Shvichas Shiori Dama Yisod. No, he's not doing a separate Zrika below the Chut HaSikra, but rather he's doing a Shvicha at the point of Yisod. But as far as Rikas Damol is concerned, he's not Yotze. Now the Gemara has another Vrysa to ask on Rav Ashi. Toshma, we have here a mixture of Dam Tachtonim, which means Ola, with Dam Elyonim and Chatos, Nisonam Lemala V'lo Nimlach. The Kohen went ahead without asking our advice, without asking the Chachom what to do. And he did his Rika Lemala. Had he been Nimlach before, then the Chacham would have told him to throw everything down the Omer, down the pipes. Not to make this mistake of Tachtonim Lamala. Elu v'elu modim shiyachzor v'yitein lamata. Both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan agree that in this case he has to take the balance, the remaining part of the Dam, and he has to zorik lamata underneath the Chut HaSikra. And that he has to do in order to fulfill his obligation vis-a-vis a Karban Ola. Mishum shu zokik loseis kais lishneim lemata im esachatos l'shem shirayim v'esa ola shu ikar nesinas dama lemala. Meaning, when I say lemala, I'm talking about the following. Let's say he had already done the Zrika Lamala as far as the Chatas is concerned. Now, everyone seems to agree, and we'll have to see exactly what that means, that he'll be Zorik the rest of the Dam Lamata. Right? Because we have to know that he covers the Karbanos Lamata, let's say the Ola. But at the same time, he has in mind that the Dam should be Shirayim of Chatos. V'elu v'elu. So Brisa continues, and we're talking about both Domim, is Olula. Now there's the Nesila Lamala for the Ikra Chatos, the Nesila Lamata for the Ikra Dama Ola Lamata, and at the same time, the Dam Lamata is going to accomplish another goal of Shvicha Shiori Dam Chatos. And this is all difficult according to Rav Ashi, because if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, then how is it that he'll be Yotze both the Ola and the Chatos? It's very possible that that which he gave Lamala was in fact the Dam HaOla, which has to be Don Lamata, and that which was Don Lamata might have been the Dam HaChatos. Is therefore both of them should be possible? So the Gemara answers that really in truth it's possible that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila like Rav Ashi, but now, Hachinami Beruba Elyonim, The Bryce is talking about a case where rov of the dam in this mixture is dam ha'elyonim dam chatos. So you have rov dam elyonim v'kayoyev lamala shir tachton v'yod. And the coin is going to be zorik lamala a little bit more than the volume that corresponds to the dam of the ola. So when he gives a little bit more than the ola, he guarantees himself that on the matan domim lamala, he's definitely covered as far as the chatos is concerned, because you know you can't justify the extra v'od above and bond beyond the shear of the tachton, unless you assume that there was at least a mixture of a mashu of the elyonim of chatos lamala. So the kohen is zorik lamala, a zrika that has the volume that's a little bit more than the volume of the dam tachtonim that's mixed up in this taroves, and therefore there's no doubt in our mind that he was no sein midam helyonim, even if he hold ein bila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, only the chatos is kshera. And what we say about what the second hazah is on lamata, we don't mean for the sake of the ola, because we're not sure if we have dam ha'ola in this shvicha, but for the sake of the chatos, the shiore dam ha'chatos. So the Gemara now asks this kash. It says in the Braisa of v'elu olu lo k'tanui, implying that according to both the Rabbanon and the Chachamim, both admit, or both, shall we say, agree that the Nesina Lamala Ilamata is valid for both the Karbon Chatos, which requires Lamala, and the Karbon Ola, which requires Lamata. And that makes sense only if you hold Yesh Bila. If let's say, let's argue from the opposite perspective, that of Ravashi, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, he could not be Maksha, the Karbon Ola, because maybe the Dam of the Ola was given onto the Mizbeach Lamala. So what's a little bit odd over here in the syntax, in the structure of the sugya, is that Dafka Rabbi Eliezer is going to be machmir here if you hold Ein Bila. He's going to be machmir because there's only one possibility, and that's to be machshir the Karbon Ola. I'm sorry, the Karbon Chatos, but not the Karbon Ola. But yet here it says Elu V'Elu Olo K'toni. So the Gemara now reinterprets the Elu V'Elu Miktoni, Elu V'Elu Modim. It doesn't say in the Braisa that both Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer are Modeh, that the Ola and the Chatos were both valid. But rather, Elu V'Elu Olu Lo K'toni. The language here is Olu Lo. That's in the Sefer. And therefore, Sefer Achon L'Rabbanan. The Amri Yesh Bila. Why is the Zrika Lamata valid for the Ola? And therefore, Elu V'Elu, Olo, that's according to Rabbanan who hold Yesh Bila. And we had a long discussion, if you remember, how we know that the Rabbanan hold Yesh Bila. That was the beginning of our Shia today. Therefore, when he's Zorik Lamata from Dama Tarovis, there's no question that there's a Tarovis here of Dam Ha'ola, and also Zrika L'Shem Shnea. And that's because of Yesh Bila. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way Ravashi understands it, that Ein Bila. Therefore, although the Zrika Lamata is meaningful for Shiori Damchata, Shvicha Shiori Damchata, as we discussed, but it's not valid for the Karbon Ola, so what does it mean, Elu V'Elu Olulo? Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Ravashi from our Mishnah. Toshma. Our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Testament base says that Dom Hanitonu B'Matona Achas Shenis Arvu B'Nitonim B'Matona Achas. You have Dam of Bechor, which is Matona Achas, together with Dam of Maser, which is Matona Achas. Is he Nosnu B'Matona Achas? He does one Nesina of this mixture of Domim, and it's going to be valid for both the Dam Bechor and the Dam Maser. So the Gemara asks, V'i Amrit, according to you, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, is a Mayi Nosnu V'Maton Achas, Dilma Mehai Koyoev, Mehai Lo Koyoev. In other words, what are you going to tell me that if you hold again the Yesh Blila, if you hold Yesh Bila, then everything works out nicely over here because you have a tarovis of one nitan b'matonachas with the other nitan matonachas. So just do the matonachas, and you certainly have both dam b'char and dam maser here in the mixture. But if you hold, according to Rav Ashi and Rabbi Eliezer, that we're talking about ein bila, so what does it mean yinosnu b'matonachas? How is that going to work for two different damim? It's very possible that the dam that he gave Koyoev is one Nesina going to guarantee that he was Mekayim the mitzvah of both Bechor and Maser with this dam. Perhaps Mehai Koyoev, Mehai Lo Koyoev. Maybe the dam that he actually gave us this Nesina was the dam of one of these two Karbonos. He didn't give any dam from the second Karbon. So the Gemara answers, again, even if I assume Ein Bila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, but nevertheless, the Mishnah is talking Kigon, Shinis Arvu Achas Bi Achas. There's a Taroves of the Shear of one Matona, of Dam Maser, and it got mixed up in the Shear of the Matona, Achas of Dam Bechor. So now, in this Kli, you have the Shear of two Matonos, and therefore the Kohen, if he zorek these two in two zrikos, then when the Mishnah says yinosu matonachas, it means matonachas l'chol karbon, and that will certainly guarantee that he's yotze. But the Gemara now asks on Rav Ashi from the second din in our Mishnah, and it says that dam, which requires matona of arba, that's ola, shenis arif be matan arba, that's shlomim, is yinosu b'matan arba. Now, according to Rashi, who says in Rabbi Eliezer that ain bila, how will we know for sure that he gave these four matonos from two domim? And he's covered himself both as far as ola and shlomim. Gemara answers, hachinami, here too will interpret kishenis arvu, the shear of arba, from each one of these two korbanos, from the ola and the shear of arba, from the shlomim. The Kohen does in the sinan mizbech twice with two matonos, shein arba, and he finishes up all the dam that's in the kos, and therefore he guarantees himself for sure that he did the matonos that were necessary for the ola and for the shlomim as well. So Gemara now asks Akasha on Rav Ashi from another din that's in our Mishnah, and that is dam azokuk lematan arba, that's ola, shenis arev b'dam azokuk lematan achas, which is bechor, is Rabbi Eliezer omer yinosnu b'matan arba. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What's the kasha on Rav Ashi? And the kasha is, how do we know vados that he gave dam from both of them, from the ola and the bechor? Because we're holding not like Rav Ashi that ain bila, so the possibility exists that the matan arba that he gave was from the dam of the ola, or vice versa. One quarter of the matana was from Bechor. But in other words, it could be that exclusively he got the dam Bechor to do these matanos. It could be exclusively he got the dam ola. What's the vados that he has the dam of Shneihem? And the Gemara continues now on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Vechi Tema, and if you want to claim that Hachinami here, this dinner well as well as Binis Arvu, we have a Tarovus of a Shear of Arv Matonas of Ola and a Shear of Matona Achas of Bechor. And the Kohen therefore will go ahead and be Zorik all five Matonos that are mixed together, and that'll guarantee for sure that he covered both the Ola and the Bechor. He says that's impossible. Why Hachi? When it says Omalo Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, that according to your explanation, where you're going to do this dam taros v'mat na'arba hareyu over al baltosiv, is hocha baltosiv mehecha. Apparently there was shaykhas here baltosiv, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua is going to reject Rabbi Eliezer. But what's the habamina here to apply the principle of baltosiv here? If there's a shear in the kos of matona achas, midam habachar, and he did four matanos, is then you could talk about Bal Tosif. But here in this case, that there's no more than the shiur of one matana from Dam HaBachar. So you could have Bal Tosif if you added to the shiur of Dam HaBachar in the matana, but here the entire volume of Dam HaBachar that's represented in the Tarovus is only the shiur of matana achas, so he didn't give more Dam than the matana achas of the Bachar. Where's the Bal Tosif? And therefore, by definition, we have no choice but to interpret the Mishnah as referring to a case of a Tarovus of Dam Ola with a large volume of Dam HaBachar, which allows Rabbi Yoshua to attack Rabbi Eliezer under the law of Bal Tosif because he's got Harbei Dam Bechor. But it's all difficult, according to Rav Ashi, who interprets that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. How could Rabbi Eliezer say we can get away with it if he gives him a matana of Arba, but maybe he's got the matana of Arba coming from the Dam of the Chatos, not from the Ola? So now Rava tries to interpret for the sake of Ravashi, which is interesting. And apparently, Rava is now backtracking, he's withdrawing all that the Gemara wanted to say above in the Brises and the Mishnah. So, Omar Rava, it's possible that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, and don't ask on Ravashi from the Mishnah and the Brises that we brought before, ki Bibolul lo pligi. If there was tarovus of two types of domim and they were mixed in one kos, there's no machlok shin Rabbi Eliezer abonah. What does that mean? That which we learned that Rabbi Eliezer was cholik on the rabban and the brises, and he was cholik on Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah. Dvarav lo nemru Eliezer wasn't talking in a case of bolul. If it was bolul, the two mini tarovos were mixed in one kos, then lo pligi, it was never machlok shin Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. And therefore, whenever we find Rabbi Eliezer arguing against the Rabbanon in the Brisos or in the Mishnah, he's against Rabbi Yoshua, that's not a case of bolul, but ki pligi be kosos. The case is going to be where there's a mixture of kosos, not a mixture of domim, but a mixture of kosos. So we have a kos of dam ola, we have a kos of dam chata, so we don't know which kos is which. Is Rabbi Eliezer islei roim? Rabbi Eliezer holds that we apply the principle of roim. We're going to view the dam of the ola in a case where he was zorik at lamala, and the dam chatas he was zorik at lamata, as if they were mayim, and therefore the kohen could do an asina from two kosos, lamala ulamata, and he's not violating Bal Tosif. Because whatever he does from the dam chatas lamata, or from the dam ulamala, that's all mayim. And that's called roem sadam kemayim. And that takes away the kavona that could generate a Bal Tosif. Rabbanon less lehu roim. Rabbanon are not going to apply the principle of roim. And therefore, when he pours both kosos, I'm sorry, what we have to do is pour both kosos into the omer, because if he does a matana of achas matan arba, he's going to violate Bal Tosif vis-a-vis the Bechor. And now the Gemara asks the following question. On Rava's answer, we have a braisa with Rabbi Yehuda in it. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Mishnah back on Peitesam and Beis, and he interprets the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Chacham in a different light. So the Gemara asks, Ube bolo lo pligi. Is it true, Rava, as you would have it, that the Chacham Rabbi Eliezer never argued in our Mishnah about the case of Nivlu Damim? They were mixed up in one kos. They were only arguing about a tarovus of kosos. Vasanya, don't we have a brisa? Om Rabbi Yehuda lo nechaku Rabbi Eliezer v'chachomim al dam chatos shenis arev b'dam ola. There was never a machlokes in the case of a tarovus of Dam Chatos and Dam Ola. They both hold Sheyikrav. He could be makriv both Domim Lamala Lamata, and there's no Shini Mokum Adam here, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the Rabbanan agree, Roem is Adam, the extra Dam, the surplus Dam, could be seen as Mayim. So they're never arguing about Dam Korban Kosher, Shenis Ari Vidam Rovea Rovea Vinirba, even in the case of a Tarovas of Dam Posel, like Rovea Vinivla, with Dam of a Carbon Kosher, and in this case, Lo Yikrav, everybody agrees that you can't be Makrovit, even if the Kosher is the Rov, because the Gzeres Chachamim, that we shouldn't be Zorek, even if there's Ribui Dam, because he might have a case of a Ribui Dam of Rovea Vinirva, make that mistake. Alman Echlaku, so what is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chacham, says Rabbi Yehuda? We're talking about a behemoth carbon tmima, shenis ari bedam balas mum, she Rabbi Eliezer omer, yikrav hadam, you could be makriv the dam in this with this taroves, bein bebolul ubein bekosos, whether the mixture of the two damim was in one kos, or a mistaken identity of the kosos, mixture of kosos. And what's the reasoning here? The Torah prohibited to be mala dam of bali mumin, that's only if the dam of the bali mumin is in the kos alone. But once it's ma'urav with dam macherim, lo asra Torah. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer v'chacham or Melo Yikrav. They are of the opinion, the Torah asks halah of dam bali mumin, whether they're alone in one kos, exclusive kos of dam bali mumin, or in a case of tarovas dam b'dam kosher. And now it's difficult going to Rava because Lechora, to the same extent, Rabbi Yehuda says Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon is both Bebolol or Bekosos. The same thing should apply to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah holds that Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon revolves around the principle of Roim, whether we could say Roim and see the surplus Dam as Mayim, and that applies whether it's Bol or whether it's in one Kos or it's many Kosos, and we have a mixture, we can't identify the Kosos. So Mehechan Nomar, how are we going to say that our Mishnah argues with Rabbi Yehuda, even in this case, even on this point? So now the Gemara wants to make a distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah, and to answer the kasha on Rava's answer. Rabbi Yehuda, who interprets the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, in the case of Dam Kosher, Shenis Ari B'Dam Bal Mum, if there was a Tarovus of too many Domim, of Ksherim, then everybody agrees to the principle of Roim. And Rabbi Yehuda's Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer Masne, he's telling us the story of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer was matir to be Zorik the Dam, Bein Bebol, Bein Bekosos, because Rabbi Eliezer is machshir Dam Echad Me'ataroves, which means the Dam of the Kosher. So the Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, you could say that he was Mamed his Dvarim in a case where there was a Taroves of a small amount of Dam Balmum with Rov Tmimim, the Kohen was Zorik from this Taroves a major volume of Dam, and there's Dam of Bali Mumim that's mixed up in the Kos, and here for sure we know that there's some Dam Tmimim represented here, and therefore we don't have to be Masha because of Yesh Bila. There are Banana, however, in our Mishnah, and we interpret their machlokas against between the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim is also in the Tarovus of too many Domim Ksherim. Rabbi Eliezer is machshir this Tarovus of too many Domim because he holds that we say Roim, and if there's a surplus you can consider it Mayim. Therefore we're compelled to say that according to Rav Ashi Bekosos Pligi, we're talking about separate kos, but not bol in one kos. Because if they're arguing also in bol, and Rabbi Eliezer holds ein blila, how would we ever know that there was enough, that there was a representation of the dam achatas lamala and the dam ha'ol lamata? Just give a quick overview of Rava, who's trying to accept the possibility that Rav Ashi presented that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein blila. And not to ask a kash on Rav Ashi from all the Mishnah, all the brises that were brought before. And the answer is that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, according to Rav, is only as far as the principle of Roam is concerned. What do I mean? That if there was a mixture of too many damim, of two types of damim in one kos, then Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon never disagreed. And why is that? Because that's a case of bowl. And we're holding now that what the brises mean is that the tachtonim olulo, meaning he's yotzi the mitzvah of tachtonim, not just l'shem shirayim of the chatos, but also the mitzvah of the ola. We don't have to interpret that when it says no sein l'malah kashir tachtonim v'od, all that is unnecessary. The Mishnah that says matan arba b'matan arba, right? We could say that there's any mixture. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was a harbe domim shenis arvu. And lav dafka shir of matan arba b'shir matan arba. Because again, once we're talking about bolul, then we're going to apply the principle of lo pligi. And Rabbi Eliezer is not going to be cholek on these brisos. Once it's bolul, there's tarovas of too many domim in one kos, then it could be yotze both for the chatos and the ola. But the machlokas is going to be a case of this arva b'kosos, where they're not too many domim and two different types of domim in one kos, but rather tarovas of kosos. And here's where Rabbi Eliezer applies the principle of roim, which means we could imagine that the dam ha'ola was nizrak lamala, and the dam chatos was nizrak lamala as emata as domim as mayim, and therefore there's no violation here of bal tosif. So when the kohen does the zrika, the matan domim on both kosos lamala lamala, there's no violation of bal tosif. The rabbanon don't have roim, and therefore in this case, we got to get rid of all the kosos, because if we do the kosos with a matan achas or a matan arba, we're left with a violation of bal tosif. And then the Gemara had a kasha on Rabbah from a brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that lo nechleku Rabbi Lozar v'chachom al dam chatzish nesar v'dam ola, and everybody agrees that if there was a taroves of dam chatos and dam ola sheikarev, he could be makriv both domim lamal lamata, and there's no problem of shini makom, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the rabbanon hold roim es adama miyuta kilu mayim. There's no machlokas about dam karbon that it's kosher. If it got dam of a karbon kosher, they got mixed up with domim psulim. In this case, everybody got to use lo yikarev. And it doesn't matter where the rov is, even if the kosher is the rov, as we said before, the rabbanon have a gzera because of a rov psulim of rovea nirva. What are they arguing about according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're talking about dam of a tmima that got mixed up with dam of balas mum. And here's where Rabbi Eliezer says that yikrav hadam. And it doesn't matter whether it was bolul, that means it's all in one kos, or it's in various kosos, and we have a taruvus of kosos. And the reason for this is because when the Torah prohibited taking dam of a balmum and putting it on the mizbeach, that's only if the dam of the balmum is alone in a kos. But if it's ma'urav, then never was an isa Torah, was the chacham hold, lo yikarv, they hold that the Torah prohibits halal of dam of a balimum, of balimumin, even if it's not levada, but it's rather mixed in a taroves with dam kosher. But all this is against Rava, because Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan is both bebolul and bekosos, whereas Rav insisted the machlokas is only in the case of kosos. And our Mishnah, likewise, holds that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan is whether we say roim or not. And that applies whether it's a bolul or it's a mixture of kosos. Let's just review that the whole yesod of Rava was to interpret the machlokes only applies in a case of kosos, whereas here clearly Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that the machlokes applies bein v'kosos u'bein bibolul, and Adarabba, the ikar machlokes is in bolul, because whereas Rabbi Les is willing to say that in Bol there is no Isur Halos Dam Bal Mumim, Chachom extend the Isur Halos of Dam Bas Mumim in the case of one kos, even in the case of Bolul, where we have a Taroves. And again, although one would argue that this Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda interpreting the Machlokas Rabbi Les Chachomim is referring to Dam Chatosh in his Arev B'Dam Ola. Did I say is referring to? I meant to say is not referring to a Tarovis of Dam Chatosh and Dam Ola. And in that case, everybody agrees there is a Hakrov, even the Rabbanon, because we're going to say Roim Kimayim as far as the Dam Yutar. And everybody agrees in the case of Tarovis of Dam Kosher with Dam Posel of Rofev and Nirva that there is no Akrova, even if the Dam Kosher is a Rove. But Rabbi Yehuda says that the Machlokas is about Tmima and Balas Mum in that mixture. And our Gemara, in asking a Kashan Rav, is assuming that just like Rabbi Yehuda says, Machlok Shem Rabbi Lozman Rabbonon is Bain Bebol, Bain Bekosos, then it's fair to assume that our Mishnah as well holds the Machlokas Shem Rabbi Lozman Rabbonon is about whether we say Roim, and that Machlokas applies whether or not we're talking about Bolul or Kosos. And therefore we undermine the very Yesod of Rav. So the Gemara answers that you can make a distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. And that's going to answer up Rava. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that if it was Tarovis of two different domim, of two different Kurbanos, Elyonim and Tachtonim, like for example we spoke about a Chatos and an Ola, or if you have a Tarovis of the same Din of Matan Domim, like Bechor and Maser, in such case everybody agrees that we're going to apply the principle of Roim. And through the principle of Roim, we're going to say that there's no problem of a Shinu Mokom in the Dam, etc., etc., or extra Domim, because Roim also Kilei Mayim. And the Gemara says that in the case of Nisarvu Shnei Dom Ksherim, everybody holds Roim. And Rabbi Yehuda, when he spoke about Rabbi Eliezer, he was learning up Rabbi Eliezer as being Matir, Zrikas Hadam, Bein Bebol, Bein Bekosos, because Rabbi Eliezer is Machshir, one Dam of the Taroves, meaning the Dam that's Kosher. So the Gemara is making a clear-cut distinction here between Rabbi Yehuda and his interpretation of the Machlokes of Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan in the case of a Taroves of Balmum with a Karban Kosher, a Tomim. However, the Mishnah, on the other hand, is talking about a Taroves of Mine Domim Ksherim. And that's where Rava made his distinction between Kos Echad Bol and Shtei Kosos. And that's where we can understand the way Rava protects or defends Rav Ashi, that the machlokas between Rabbi Loz Lechom is Dafka Bekosos, but not Bebolul. Because again, if it's Bolul, and we're assuming now, like Rav Ashi, that Rabbi Leza holds Ein Bila, then we'll never be able to clarify and determine that he gave the Dam Chatos Lamal and the Dam Ha'ol Lamata. How would we know such a thing? And therefore there's no Machlokas in the case of Bolul. That's what Rav wants to point out, that according to Rav Ashi, the only way you can understand Rabbi Eliezer, who's Machshir in the case of Tarovis of Domim Ksherim, is only Bekosos Pligi, where they're in separate Kosos. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Machshir Shnei Domim Ksherim through Kosos by basing himself on the principle of Roim. And that should not be confused with Rabbi Yehuda, who's interpreting the Machlokas in Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan only exclusively in Dam Koshish and Asari B'Dam Mum, Dam Bal Mum. Again, if there was a Tarovis of two Domim Ksherim, everybody would agree that we say Roim, says Rabbi Yehuda. But all of this was said as far as Rabbi Eliezer, who is matir, to be zorik the dam bein bebol bein bekosos. Because again, if Rabbi Eliezer is machshir only when there's one dam in the taroves, let's say there's dam kosher, if he was machshir only that one dam, then according to Ravashi, we could say that we're talking about a mixture of a small amount of dam of a balmum in rov dam tmimim, and the kohen could be zorik from this taroves a massive amount of dam that would have in it a mixture of both dam mumim and dam ksherim ureves because, and then we could certainly say that he gave some of the dam tmimim, and we don't have to be machshir mitam bila. So that, again, Rabbi Yehuda, Liba de Rabbi Eliezer holds that if there's a taroves, then there's no problem with an iser of halos, or call it zrikas dam balas mum, because it's in a taroves and it's mixed up. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer could be machshir in the case of a taroves dam kosher with dam balas mum, even in the case of kos echad, so bein bevolu, bein bekosos. That's fine. But when we get to the Rabbanon of HaMishnah, that we're talking about a case of Tarovus of Dam Minei Ksherim, and Rabbi Eliezer's Machshir to Damim, the only way of understanding Rabbi Eliezer is we assume that they're Kosos, but not Bibol, not in one Kos, because if it's in one Kos, there's no way that you can guarantee that that one Kos facilitated a dam, a nesin of Dam Chatos Lamala, or of Dam Olo Lamato, so how's that possible? But if it's in different kosos, that's where Rabbi Eliezer would say that he could certainly be machshir the nesina. And again, as we said before in Rava, that why is Rabbi Eliezer able to be machshir in this taroves based on the principle of, again, taroves of kosos based on the principle of roim, which means the following, that the kohen could be zorik shtei kosos lamala ulamata. You'll ask me about the kasha of Baltosiv, and the answer is roim. Roim is adam ha'ola kishizorik ha'lamala. It's adam ha'chatos kishizorik ha'lamata. I'm sorry, what I meant to say was that if he zorik the dam of the ola lamala, which he wasn't supposed to do, or the dam chatos lamata, which he wasn't supposed to do, we see that as mayim. So therefore, when the kohen does the two kosos, lamala ulamata, there's no violation of altosif, and he covers all his bases. The rabbanan don't hold the shita of roi. Okay, then Rabosai, we'll stop here. We're about, 10 lines down from the top of Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Amar Habayi.